back with another sort of episode. We'll explain that.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Ayush ditched us.
Yeah, Ayush. So this week, Ayush is just like...
Gedi. But actually, he's not doing Gedi. He's doing PCM stuff, which is infinitely less
fun. He's living up to his busy boy name. So it's just the both of us this week.
Yay! And, girl time.
Girl time. We had like a bunch of girl talk before this. Anuja knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Yeah. You're like, we had the girl talking thing. Anuja knows it.
See you guys. See, this is what happens.
This is what happens when you do too much drugs. Anvi's taken way too many amphetamines for her own good.
I have not. Stop saying that. People need to stop saying I'm on drugs. Like, every other person I meet is like, Anvi, are you doing drugs? I'm like, no, this is my usual bullshit. So, I'm swearing. Okay.
That's fine. We need to compensate for Ayush over here. It's all right.
Exactly. So, all of you Ayush fans,
sorry for your loss.
Sorry, bozos. It's just us this week.
Sorry, normies. You need to deal with the hipsters this week.
Yup.
The cool dudes this week.
I wish that I could feel. No?
No. Acha, cool kid?
Cool kid.
I wish that I could feel like the cool kid. Cause all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. Okay, yeah. Now that we're over with the impromptu musical session, we're gonna get into what we're doing this week. So first of all, I'm gonna begin today's episode with making a small confession.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that I'm an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
It's like several times over the course of like how many ever episodes we've made.
10.
Okay. 10. I've been like, yeah, I'm extroverted, which I believe is sort of true. It's not the complete lie,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to confess that I think I'm an ambivert.
I know. I know.
Anvi knows me so well.
Yup. Welcome to the ambivert side. I mean, I say I'm an introvert, but like maybe I'm an ambivert. I don't know.
Is that 75% going up?
Oh my God. I was just about to say that. I was like, I'm going to bring up the 75% thing. Maybe it is. Maybe we're at 85 now.
Oh my God. That is a lot of...
Are you my long lost twin?
Maybe. Ask your mom. He's giving me the looks, man. He's like actually giving me looks.
Yeah. So, we thought we would test out what our personalities are like. Since Anuja is making changes to her previously said statements. So you know how there's the MBTI test or 16 personality test. I thought both of them were different. I just looked it up before this and turns out they're the same thing. So we're taking the 16 personalities test today, just Anuja and I.
The thing is that we wanted to do this before, but then Ayush like, I don't believe in 16 personalities website.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut the fuck up. And
this was when we were just like beginning our thing. So I was like, okay, you know what? I didn't
respect
say anything. I was like,
opinions.
Like, let's respect other people's opinions. But like now that we've gotten the opportunity.
Fuck that asshole.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna do what
this
we
is what
want.
You get for ditching us.
This is what you
we're
get
gonna
for
do
taking
fun stuff
PCM.
Without you. Yay. Yeah, so... So the thing is, I have actually taken the test before, you know, just to see what it is. Like, there was so much hype about it. And I got INFPT, which is...
introverted.
Yeah, something, introverted something. So let's see if I get the same thing, because I feel like my personality has changed a lot. Not changed, like evolved, modified.
Wow, man, you refer to it as evolved. I refer to it as a glow down. Not your personality, my own. Just to clarify, not insulting my long lost twin.
We shall see.
We shall see. So, I have also taken this test before and I got EN something something T. So I think the T signifies turbulent and E signifies extroverted. But even at that time, it was like 60% extroverted. So it wasn't like extrovert by a crazy margin or anything.
Yeah,
it was right towards the middle.
Hmm.
Anyways, we'll take this test again.
We'll see.
So if you people want you can like pull
take
up.
Take it with us.
Take it with us. Let's start a conversation. Like take it while we're doing it because we're going to like give like a raw reactions to
yeah.
the questions and everything. Like let's just like discuss.
This is, you. We could be your 16 personalities to, buddies.
Yeah, we could be. We could have matching MBTI types.
Oh my god.
Listeners. If you do end up getting like similar ones as us, like please approach us.
Please. Let's I mean, it's, we don't have enough listeners for that.
Oh, I mean, whenever you do, it's like still whenever fun. We We're have just doing a this huge for fun. Let's get to know ourselves.
Okay. Do you regularly make new
wait, wait,
friends?
Wait. I haven't started. Okay.
No. Mildly disagree.
Do you regularly make friends?
Mm. Mildly disagree. You spend a lot of your free time exploring various random topics that pique your interest. Moderately agree. Seeing other people cry can easily make you feel like you want to cry too. Strongly agree.
No, not really. I disagree.
Okay. You often make a backup plan for a backup plan.
I'm kind of like in the neutral stance for it.
I agree.
You usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure.
You know what we should do? We should read the question out loud and the answer we're picking, we should not, because then, you know, it psychologically like affects you.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll just read
we're
the
just
questions
read out. The questions.
Mm.
Okay. So you usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure. At social events, you rarely try to introduce yourself to new people and mostly talk to the ones you already know.
Okay,
well,
next page,
yeah.
You prefer to completely finish one project before starting another.
You are very sentimental. Okay.
Wait, give me time on this one.
I haven't.
Yeah, okay, I'm done.
You just need to go with your gut instinct. Don't,
okay.
If you overthink it, you're going to try and be rational
Change.
About it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That is not how you take this test.
Yes, okay.
You like to use organizing tools like schedules and lists.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
okay.
You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking up a conversation. See, this is what I would like to do.
See, this is, I feel like, where Anuja's dilemma comes in.
Yes, it
you
does.
You know how she went from ectro to amoeba? This is, I think, the question that's going to like make us
stump
break your,
me. These are the type of questions.
Yeah.
I agree. So I can't think. I need to go with my gut instinct. So I'm going to go with something. Yeah, okay, I've done it. You are not too interesting in discussing various interpretations and analysis of creative works. Mm.
Okay.
Difficult question.
Oh, I... Wait, is this too easy for me? Like, what is it?
Okay, next.
I'm you done. Are more inclined to follow your head than your heart. You usually prefer just doing what you feel like at any given moment instead of planning a particular daily routine.
Well. It depends on the day, right?
It depends.
You rarely worry about whether you make a good impression.
Clearly, these people don't know that these are
Extremely
some bunch of insecure
disagree.
Teenagers trying to get to know themselves better.
You enjoy participating in group activities.
Wait, I haven't filled the last one.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
You rarely worry about whether you make a good impression on people you meet. Okay. Next page.
Yeah, we're doing this fast, man.
Yeah.
How many pages are there? 10 pages, right? We're done with 3.
I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, there's 10 pages.
Mm.
You are interesting in so many things that you find it difficult to choose what to try next.
You're prone to worrying that
Give
things will...
Okay.
Okay.
You prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax.
No.
Mildly disagree. See, the reason I chose mildly is because I would want to. But the thing is, I don't usually would do that.
Hmm. You enjoy watching people argue. You tend to avoid drawing attention to yourself. Your mood can change very quickly. Mm-hmm.
You lose patience with people who are not as efficient as you. You often end up doing things at the last possible moment.
Strongly agree.
Welcome to the secret life of teenagers.
Just like exposing ourselves. This is supposed to be taken in confidentiality. Well, here we
you
are.
Have hot tea now. Spill the tea, bitches.
We might as well like live stream this. Should we do like
a live stream? Maybe later on
that. But
is
like when
idea.
We have like a good audience or something.
When we have.
You have always been fascinated by the question of what if anything happens after death.
I strongly agree.
Huh.
You enjoy going to art museums. Now here's the question.
See, love that.
See, here's the question. I wanted to ask if art museums are like old art. Because a museum would imply it's old, right?
No. There's like, okay. So like the new art, they're called art galleries.
Galleries, yeah.
Art museums would be, yeah, old.
Old art
stuff, yeah.
Okay. Because that would change my answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings. You like to have a to-do list for each day.
You rarely feel insecure. Look, if you just want to like call us out. Like, dekho, we know you're insecure.
You should have put
like,
up a declaration yeah. at the beginning of the
like,
page.
We're on a scale of this to this, we want you to rate yourself on how insecure you are. Oh, man.
You avoid making phone calls. You weren't making phone calls, strongly agree. You often spend a lot of time trying to understand views that are very different from your own.
You how long, bhai, kitna bacha hai?
Yes, we're done with 7 pages and there's 3 more
wow.
pages.
Wow. Okay.
In your social circle, you are often the one who contacts your friends and initiates activities.
No.
Little bit. If your plans are interrupted, your top priority is to get back on track as soon as possible. No.
Mm-hmm.
You're still bothered by mistakes that you made a long time ago.
Of course, I am. we just talked about this.
Yeah, exactly. You rarely contemplate the reasons for human existence or the meaning of life.
Your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than organized and consistent efforts. Okay. When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take them to feel disappointed in you. Okay.
Oh, it hurts.
Calling me out like that.
It hurts so bad though. You would love a job that requires you to work alone most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You believe that pondering abstract philosophical questions is a waste of time.
No.
Obviously.
No, it is not.
Yeah, obviously not. Yeah, that's what I meant by obviously. Yeah.
You feel more drawn to places with busy bustling atmospheres than quiet, intimate places.
Mm. No. You know at first glance how someone is feeling. You struggle with deadlines.
Of course I do.
You feel confident that things will work out for you. Gender. Should we put gender?
This will determine your avatar in the result screen. And it's just for like, I mean, we could.
Let's just go with it. See results.
Wait, it's the same. Wait, what?
I have INFPT.
Wait, I got INFPT. Yo, wait, what? We're the same. You're my long lost twin.
Man,
what?
Oh,
how
man.
Is this possible though? So INFPT is like the mediator. Mediators are poetic, kind and altruistic people, always eager to help a good cause.
I am mind, I am extroverted 42%, introverted 58%.
Okay, see, this is where the difference comes in. This is why we're not exactly twins. I have 13% extroverted and 87% introverted.
Right. So, but I'm still more on the... See, that is what it is. I am now more introverted than I was before, but I'm still closer to an ambivert than I'm closer to an introvert.
You're like 47. Yeah, that is like halfway through. Okay,
yeah, that's
nice.
Pretty close to halfway.
Okay, energy.
Intuitive, 65%.
Intuitive, 81%.
Ah.
I'm a very clear INFP.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, this is like even more than I had before. Like, pehle I had like lot, like I had a lot of middle ground. This is like a lot of middle ground.
Mm.
Okay, I have 19% observed.
Nature, thinking, feeling 57%.
Feeling 59%.
Pretty similar,
okay.
We have tactics, I have judging 32%, prospecting 68%.
I have judging 33% and prospecting
67%. Oh, that's just, our last two things have been pretty similar.
Yeah.
I have 96% turbulent.
I have 63% turbulence. Wait, turbulent individuals are self-conscious and sensitive to stress. They feel a sense of urgency in their emotions and tend to be success-driven, perfectionistic, and eager to improve. Okay. Okay. 63% turbulent. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do I want my results? I don't want my results.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. Great. I have my...
So...
Wow.
Turns out...
we're the same person.
We're the same person. You know what's fun is... wait, where is this thing? You can see like what other famous people are INFPs.
Oh, where is that?
Yeah, so there's William Shakespeare, I remember.
Can I see where this is?
There's Tom Hiddleston who was there in the... Yeah, so just like scroll to the very bottom of the page.
Okay.
Wait, where is it? It should be, yeah, mediators you may know. Yeah, so we have William Shakespeare.
We have J.R.R. Tolkien, man.
Yeah. Who's that again?
We have... I don't know who this lady is, this... B-J-O-R-K.
Yeah, Alicia Keys is a musician.
Yeah, yeah, I know her.
Julia Roberts. William Ooh. Wordsworth. Clearly a lot of like Johnny Depp. We have like fictional characters.
We have Frodo Baggins.
Anne of Green Gables. Okay. Sybil Branson from Downton Abbey. By the way, I need to like start watching Downton Abbey.
Yeah,
because Anuja recommended me and I really wanted to like watch a historical drama.
Yeah, nice yeah. man.
Nice man.
Nice. I feel so good right now.
So, what a plot twist.
Anuja is more of an introvert
I did
now.
Not think you were... No, but introvert... You are the same one as me.
Yes.
Which is very surprising.
Yes, but this still implies that I was right about me being... So earlier I was 64% extroverted. Now I'm 42% extroverted.
I'm 81% introverted. That
that is the major difference between our results. It's the first
that is
two
the
letters.
One major one.
Yes.
Last two were pretty similar.
Last two were
almost the same.
They were the same basically. And then I'm more turbulent than you apparently. So which means Anvi has been working on herself. Which is dope. Mm-hmm. And which means that I should work on myself a little bit more. Because right now I just sit on my bed and sulk the entire day.
I also do that. But then because I feel bad for doing that, I compensate by working twice as hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is something like I'm going to admit I've been doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this one day I'm just like not doing anything. Next day I'm just like working like crazy. Mm. So clearly what I need to do is to, you know, reduce that turbulence side more. Get like a work-life balance thing going on. Not like go to extremes.
Yes.
Like probably manage deadlines. That is one big thing with me.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would like to read out strengths and weaknesses.
Okay,
just
go
like
ahead.
One page. So I'm not gonna read out the entire thing. I'm just gonna
read
out
the
headings. Read
out the heading and let's
exactly.
Discuss.
So mediators' strengths: empathetic, generous, open-minded, creative, passionate, and idealistic.
Okay.
Our weaknesses are
is something we should, I feel like, discuss.
Yeah.
On how to get over them or how you, because the thing is I got INFPT before as well. And obviously went through the strengths and weaknesses. And I think subconsciously I've been trying to improve on those weaknesses. So let's see if I can like give advice or something.
We have unrealistic...
Because Anuja is new to the INFP world.
Hey, shut up.
Welcome to the dark side.
Thank you. I feel so welcome. In the passive-aggressive way that INFPTs welcome people. Yes. Unrealistic, self-isolating,
yeah.
unfocused,
Damn.
Emotionally vulnerable, desperate to please, self-critical.
Yeah.
All of those things.
All of those. See, that is me, you guys. This is us exposing ourselves.
I agree. I feel like this is more to do with my age at the moment or more to do with... Our age.
So the thing is, I feel like with this 16 personalities test, they tend to change. Like if you're going through like a major like phase in life and if you take it in that, I'm sure it will change.
I am going through a very major phase in my life. All teenagers are.
Yeah, I mean, like for even with me, like I got mediator again, but then the stats was different this time.
Yeah, they'll always change at least a little bit. Can't believe I'm more of an introvert. Nice. It's just that I feel like people confuse being really loud with being really extroverted, and that's where people are like, I've asked people, so you think I'm an introvert and extrovert? You're like, oh, extrovert, definitely.
What I relate to with like extrovert is people who are comfortable
with themselves.
With themselves, and which with is other why people. They are comfortable with anybody new. Like,
exactly.
Random person, you haven't seen them ever in your life. You have no, like, connections to this person. Like, you don't have, you know, not even, like, a friend of a friend. Just, like, totally new person. They're, like, totally cool with just, like, sharing their life story with them.
Yeah. And I feel like that used to be me when I was younger. Hmm. And then,
this is what happens with me. Like, if you're... Not even if you're, like, talking to a lot of people. If you're just, like, in a loud place where people are, like, screaming and there's, like, some activity happening. Like, we had this, like, sports game at our school and...
Yeah.
It's not like I was playing. I wasn't even playing and I just felt so drained and down.
I did.
See, you're becoming an INFP.
I felt... See, the thing is, when I was, like, cheering with other people, I felt, like, good. But, like, when I left the scene, I felt tired. And then when I wasn't pumped to begin with.
I wasn't even like cheering. I was just like seeing the match, like, okay, yeah.
See, that's why you're more introverted.
And then halfway through, I just like zoned out.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the first half, I was super pumped up when one of the matches ended. After that, I started feeling drained. And then I was like, other people stayed to watch, but I was like, no, at this point, I'm ready to have lunch and be alone and just think by myself.
Yeah, so I was in my class alone reading.
Okay.
In lunch.
Okay. No, I need food, bro. Food for the brain.
No, I had lunch and then after that I was reading.
Food for the turbulence, both of us. I will say that if I feel like if I had, you know, just been doing better academically at the moment, I feel like my turbulence would have been less than what it is right now. But it's just that right now, there's so many things to do and so many deadlines that are around, both of us for that matter,
right.
That the turbulence level is just higher.
But how is it that, like, is it that I'm dealing with the stress better? Which, I don't know
you,
if that's true or not.
I think I
deal with stress better than you.
I think so.
Because I feel like I have, like, developed a mechanism to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And you're still developing one?
I haven't even started developing.
I think you're in the developing stage. What am I... What
I'm in the developing stage. I'm hitting puberty in terms of stress management.
Yeah, exactly.
So, for like a lot of emotions, including stress, the thing is, I'm very used to just like... I'm like, soch ke kya karenge? Soch ke thak jayenge? Toh, main nahi sochte. So then I don't think about it.
Hmm.
And then it comes back to bite you in the ass. Obviously. And... So I think I should just like think about it and get tired with it, but like at the very least process it and stop being lazy is what it is.
Laziness comes from the mind. You just have to train your mind to be like, see, this is what I have to do. Like I have no other choice.
Right.
Like you don't have a choice. So you just have to like suck it up and do it.
Yeah.
So that's just like you training your mind. You just need to train your mind. That is the only way.
At one point, you need to consciously decide ki nahi, I have to do it. And then you need to start slowly doing it.
And the thing is, when you start doing stuff and you're getting, you know, you're getting things accomplished, you feel good.
Yes.
And then it makes you want to complete stuff in time the next time as well.
Yes, of course. I would also like to really quickly like read the... friendships and career paths.
Yeah.
Just like a little bit, not a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll read the introduction. When it comes to their social lives, mediators, INFPs, may find themselves caught in a web of contradictions. People with their this personality type crave alone time, but they're also vulnerable to loneliness. They long to feel accepted and well-liked, but they hate the idea of pretending to be anyone but their authentic selves. And while they hesitate to draw attention to themselves, they don't want to be invisible either. Man, that's life story. That last line was such a freaking life story. Because I used to, like, I call myself an attention whore in the sense that I want people to talk to me. I want people to acknowledge me. But I don't want, like, to be the center of attention, if that makes any sense. That makes sense.
So, like, this is something I have always said is that I am alone by choice, not by circumstance. Like, I choose to be alone, okay? Like, just because you're alone does not mean you're lonely. And if you, like, if in the process of you choosing to be alone, you start dipping more on the, you know, it's like a force of habit that you are alone, and like that's where, you know, the line between being alone and being lonely come like blurs.
Yes.
That is what, that is something you should that should not happen.
Right.
Okay.
So I have started staying alone by choice, as you said, more often, because this has not come out of a positive space for me, because I just feel like if I go with people, they're not like me and I would not be acknowledged. So I would not want to cripple my self-confidence even further. So I'm just like, I'd rather go ahead and spend alone time. And I actually feel better at the end of it. So maybe that's something I should start doing more often. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the good news is that, reading again, in the company of true friends, mediators can escape the hamster wheel of these insecurities and focus on what really matters. Exactly, for like a lot of people. For these personalities, friendship is a precious commodity, an opportunity for two people to lift each other up and change each other's lives for the better. Mediators truly believe in the old saying that a friend in need is a friend. Two things bolster their sense of purpose, like being there for someone they care about. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found them. So, there's like three major categories. So, there's obviously like 16 individual unique ones, but they're separated, like they're categorized into the three different categories. So, there's the analysts, there's the diplomats, and then there's four. There's the sentinels, I think. Is that sentinels? I think that's sentinels.
Yeah, that's sentinels.
That's sentinels. And then we have the explorers. Each one of them consists of like four people. We come in the diplomats.
Oh, I was a diplomat earlier as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's
same. I feel like as long as you're in one of these particular like four major groups, and like if you're in the same group for a long time, that means not like major life change has not happened and like you're somewhat still the person you were before.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's like a good thing. I think it is.
Oh, so right. So I was what was I? Let me just really quickly check. That's the analysts.
Diplomats.
The diplomats are INFJ, INFP, ENFJ, and ENFP. So I was ENFPT earlier.
You're a campaigner, enthusiastic, yes. Creative, and sociable, free spirits who can always find a reason to smile. Oh, yeah, this is you.
Yeah. I still kind of see the thing is four letters are the same.
Hmm.
Only the E and the I. And there's not like a crazy difference. It just went from 60 to 63 to like 42 or 43.
There's one called protagonist.
I'm like way to give the
like,
main character
yeah,
complex.
I'm like, I want to be the main character. Don't worry, mediators can be main characters.
I want to be the Nobita to my Doraemon. Anyways, so we've got to wrap this episode up. So, that brings us to the end of yet another shitty-ass episode.
This might be a bit boring for a few people, but like we
had honestly, a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Self-exploration.
And we really recommend you people to like take a test for yourself. Not because, you know, it's cool, but just because it's just going to help you getting to know yourself better. And as I've said, you know how I said ki I got this before and I was trying to work on the weaknesses. It just like gives it to you blatantly, like this is what your weakness is in. It's not compulsory for you to have those weaknesses if you fall in that particular personality type. But there is a high possibility that you have them. So
yeah,
there is.
So you should start working on yourself.
You gotta be self-aware and then you can start working on yourself.
Yeah, right. And also, it's just that when you see things written on it in text that reaffirm your beliefs,
yeah.
You just kind of feel a little validated that, maybe the things I was feeling, maybe they're
true. Honestly, just like own up to it. Like, own it, man.
Own your letters.
Own your letters.
Wow, man, that's a good like slogan campaign.
Mm.
Anyways, so
that should be like our title.
Oh man, yeah,
own your letters.
Maybe that'll be our title. So, with that, I would like to give you this week's tiny little task, if any of you assholes are up to it.
Yep.
Is that just like text us on Teenaid or any of our personal Instagram handles. They're all on the Teenaid Instagram. It's just teenaid.podcast. And please text us your personality type and own your letters as well. And with that, we take your leave.
And we will try, not try, we will make Ayush come back for the next one. And we'll be on our usual chaos again. That is it for this week. Thank you for listening. Follow us, rate us, review, all that. You know the drill. Okay, I'm going to stop talking now. Bye.
Okay, bye.